Pretty good. Halacha Hey. So that is a Mutaf Nun Gimel Nun Beis on a Beis. But in here, it's a different pagination. Here you go. Okay, now the thing is that I have in this Gemara a slightly different girsa than they do, and probably be a slightly different girsa that you do as well. So everything is cool. Okay, let's read the Mishnah. Halacha Hey. Doc Tommy, now this is general, the general halachas of Isser and Heter. Now I want to give a little akdama here. First of all, I'm annoyed at myself. I was kicking myself before you came in, because Reb Tzadik says something about this Mishnah, and I forgot. I was going to look it up when I went home tonight, but I totally forgot. So I'll try to remember by tomorrow night. But he makes a big deal out of this Mishnah and something to do with mikvos. So I'm sorry, I don't remember what it is, and I'll try to remember what it is and look it up. But the Yerushalmi, really this Mishnah, it's not just the Yerushalmi, holds that Iberia is but astronomical shurim. If you're there, we learn, that Iberia, a whole animal, is never batel. But our Mishnah is going to teach us that once you get into astronomical figures, it is batel. Okay? It's not clear that we possibly like this Mishnah. There are Rishonim who do, the Rashba, but besides that, most Rishonim possibly in the Birya is not bought till even in 1,000. Okay? But this Mishnah does say, so Dr. Mishakovchum Dr., if you have a Tomei fish, which was pickled with a tar fish, Kol Garav Shumachzik Sarasim, any barrel which holds Tusa, Yimesh Bavishka Sara Zuzavaz, a weight of 10 zuz of Tomei fish, Yehuda, in Yehuda, Shein Chameit Slayim Golil, which are 5 Slayim in Golil, that is 1/960th of the total. If the Tomei fish is 1/960th of the Tar fish, so it's Batel, even though it's a Birya. Now again, this number, Reb Tzadik takes this number 1/960th, and he identifies, makes some brilliant, brilliant sushto, and identifies somewhere where but this is the shear of Tara and a mikvah of something. One log. I don't think it's what he says it about, but one log is 960. There are 960 lugim in a mikvah. Okay, in a mikvah, the 960 lugim. 40 saw is 960 lugim. I don't remember that's the connection he makes, because I think it seems to me it's more significant than that. But in any event, this is a significant number, 960. It's not just by happenstance. Be that as it may, says the Mishnah further, Dag Tomei, if you have a fish, which is Tomei, a trade fish, Tzira Oser, its fish brine is Oser. In what proportion? In other words, if you have Tomei brine, which got mixed up with kosher brine, what's the proportion? Trust me, that's 1/192nd. It's 1/192. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no, much, much more lenient. Echom Yishishosar, but 1/16th is already sufficient to be matahir. Okay? Chagov Yitmei, what about Tomei grasshoppers? Shenitz Knichibshu in Chagov Yitmei, which got mixed in with tar, kosher locusts, lo pasul sira. It doesn't negate the brine, which was the pickled. They're all pickled. The pickled grasshopper vine, brine, which is tame, doesn't, which is treif, doesn't aser the pickled locust brine, which is tar, which is kosher. Okay. Before we let's go see the Gemara now. Now I have a header. What?
Without any measurement, as to you don't care what
the. Yeah, we're going to speak about that in Gemara. Okay, Gemara is going to ask why there's no shear, or it's going to explain why there's no shear. Okay? Now, says Gemara, I have a header which you probably don't. Kokorav Shemachzi Kazasayim. Alright, we're going to talk about the barrel. Kamas Asa Avda. Now, here, this is all math. Just trust me, it's 1/960th, okay? But I will go through the Cheshma anyway. Kamas Asa Avda. How much is there in the saw?
Oh my god, so you skipped like 5 lines.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I forgot. He put him before the last Mishnah. Oh, sorry, sorry. We noticed that last night. I forgot. Sorry. Tanya Yudim Pasi. Do you have Tanya Yudim Pasi? Sorry. It must be a typo here. Tanya Yudim Pasi B'Shem Bar Dalia. Strange name. Strange name, Bar Dalia. Dag Tohar Tofel. if you have a if you have a fish, which is tahar, which is not salted, shekav shoyim dak tami maliach. Now you pickled it with a salted tray fish. In other words, you pickled herring, kosher herring, which is not salted, with salt. No, it's a bad example. Pickled Nova lax, which is not salted, with, let's say, pickled sturgeon, with salted sturgeon, right? And now they're both pickling together, so it's awesome. It's also the kosher fish becomes also. Ask Maraki says, for time didn't we learn Rabbi Chia, tell us, Madicho Mutu, you just rinse off the kosher fish and it's okay. Let's say where the fish is whole, it's not cut up. Okay, I said Nova Lox, stupid example. Not talking about lox, it wasn't cut up, it's a whole fish, right? It's a salmon, okay? Omar Rabbi Ramana, Mana said, Mandamar Mutter, he holds that it's permissible to be shekovshon shtenka achas. It's when they're both pickled simultaneously. Because the way it works, the way the Gemara established last night, we were talking about truma, is that the process is that first both fish absorb the brine, and then they both let off, release their taste. But since they're both placed there together, the process happens simultaneously. Now, since they're whole, therefore, after they finish giving off the taste, they don't reabsorb any taste. So therefore, the fish remain will turn. That was the difference they said last night between cut foodstuffs and whole foodstuffs. By whole foodstuffs, one, they're bolea, they absorb, then they're polate, they release, then that's it, they stop. By cut up foodstuffs, they're bolea, they absorb, they're polate, they release, and then they're bolea again, they reabsorb. Okay? So here, since everything happens simultaneously, the fish remain mutter. Madmar Osir, he says that it's Osir, is Bishir Kovshon Zeh Achar Zeh. He says it's forbidden. It's talking about where first you put the tohar into the pickling juice, then you put the tome into the pickling juice. So then in that case, you have first you put the tome in the pickling juice and then the tohar afterwards. So by the time when the tome is already releasing, by at the time that the tome is still absorbing. So therefore the tome fish, you put in the tome first, right? Put in the sturgeon before the salmon. So then in the pickling mixture. And so at the time that the sturgeon is releasing, right, the sturgeon first absorbs. What? Okay. Let me say for myself. The sturgeon first absorbed, right? And then it started releasing. At that point, you put in the tar fish. The tar fish is absorbing from the sturgeon, okay? Tehil choshukein. You should know that I'll prove to you that this is the case in which is osur. The Tanina says, oh, and previously, over may truma, if you pickled vegetables of chulin, in water in which truma had already been pickled, then the vegetables become chul. The chulin vegetables become osur. They can receive the din of truma. Lama, why should that be? L'chora things happen simultaneously. No, obviously, lo b'shakovshon zechazet. So about where you first pickled one and then the other. So it's only when it's done sequentially that, in fact, the tome one, which is placed there first, will last to the Torah one, which is placed there second. Okay, now do you have kamasasa avda? You have the next?
Yeah.
Okay. Kol garb shemachzik sasaim kamasasa avda. How much do you have in a saw? A saw is a stream varba lugin. There are 24 lugin a saw. The kama lugin avid. In a lug, you have tartin and lichin, 2 liter. The kama lichin avid. No. The liter we have today is from the. Who made up the liter measure?
No, it's not. The liter is the metric.
French Revolution. Stems from the French Revolution. The metric system was made by the French. Right? No recollection?
It's Tuesday.
No, Leon was yesterday. Wiley Post was yesterday. Yeah. the French, that was the whole thing. Part of the French Revolution was throwing off the shackles of the British system and creating a system which was based then. That was part of the advance in modern science.
That's why they attempted to change the week.
Yeah, they wanted to change the week too, right, the whole thing.
I didn't realize
And they also so they made the metric system. They invented it. Okay? A little Torah Mada for you guys tonight. Kavasasa. Science I don't know, but history I know a little bit. Kavasasa after how much in this in the saw. Esimvar beluga 24 luk. Vekama luga loga avid. How much do you have in a log? Tarte lichin, 2 liter. Vekama lichin avda. How many do you have in a liter? Mea zuz zinin. 100 zinin, which is the same thing as the Mishnah calls asora zuz. A zuz and a zin is the same thing, same measure. Nimtza kol zin vizin. So every 10, even though it says each and every zin, but it means every 10 zuz, is Echa Mitramios Vashishim is 1/960th of a 2 saw. Okay? Ori Rabbi Bun Ba'achbera, Rabbi Bun Paskin in the city of Achbera, Echel Elif 1 in 1,000. That Iberia is 1 in 1,000. So there's some people say Achbera Taka means a mouse. That a dead mouse fell into a mixture. And it was Mavato the mouse, 1 in 1,000. But, it's not clear, it's not, he points out that, Kavanoki points out that it's really the name of a place in the Galil. Okay? Rabbi Omer, Rabbi is Bissar Sain. I don't know if you have that header, do you? Rabbi Omer, Rabbi is Bissar Sain. Ushami normally doesn't have headers, meaning, you know, those, like the 2 dots at the beginning of a paragraph, but my Ushami does. And they put it in. Rabbi is Bissar Sain, it's a great thing about Ushami, you can still edit it. Probably it kind of stuck. After the Bach, there's not much you can do. With the Ushami, it's great. You can put in anything you want. Hidamer Revis in Sosayim. Muda says he Revis in Sosayim. With that, we're talking about the tier now. That's 1/192. We will go through that Cheshbon. Om Rabbi Avo, B'Shem Rabbi Yossi Berchanina. Revis Tibet Sosayim Tzir. First, the Gemara says, I understand. A revius of tzir, but so sayim tzir, you say if you have a revius of tzir of brine from a tame fish, and a revius in a tusa of tzir from a kosher fish, follow ain tzir dak tame mater. The tzir of a dak tame, its juices, they're not defined as being an iser. So says the Gemara, they're not no same time meaning. Right, they don't give a time. Now this is important, a very important question. The Gemara really doesn't even answer it here. In order for an Isser to be Osir, it has to be no sin time. In order for an Isser to Osir, it has to be no sin time. You have, what's the Tarovas here? Brine and brine. The brine of the tray fish is not giving any time to the brine of the kosher fish. Why not? Because it's already in brine! Right? So it's not no sin time. What's the Havamina that it should be Osir? Well, the Ushami is assuming they don't. They all taste the same. All fish brine is the same. Maybe it's a strange assumption, but what do we know? So in any event, so the Ushami does not answer this question. Just leaves it dangling. So, oh, he changes the Maitzer? I didn't realize he changed it, but yeah, he says Maitzer. Matil doesn't make any sense at all. No. So he brings down to the Bavli. The Bavli in Chulin says that Bavli in Chulin gives a posh answer, very posh answer. I'm surprised Ushami doesn't bother giving it, because Ushami felt it so posh he didn't have to bother. This is Rabbi Yehuda said 1 in 192. What does Rabbi Yehuda normally hold about Min Bemino? It's never bottle, right? So I thought here is Makel. Normally, Rabbi Yehuda holds Min Bemino is not bottle at all, right? That he should say it's bottle. In 192 parts, it's a big chiddush l'kula. For him, that's a relative kula. So that's why he holds really enochanami. He holds taka not a bona fide iser. Now that's why all he needs is 192 two parts. Yeah.
Does that mean
for dog tummy
or any
sear? No, 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 no. Only it means dog tummy sear doesn't give time to a kosher dog's sear. But let's say you didn't have brine. Let's say the kosher fish was not briny. So then it would answer. Then it's possible it would answer. Right. That's right. Okay? Because again, they're both briny. Okay? Rabbi says, Chashavis Yosei, I figured out what the ratio is in the Mishnah. Kol Masayim, it's close to 200, as we said, 192. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Bar Chiyo said, we have wrong gears in our Mishnah. It's not a revius of Tzir and Zosayim, but a rova Tzir. Besosayim, Dogim v'Tzir. It's a rova of Tzir in a tusa of fish and brine. And again, trust me on this, it's 1/48. Much smaller, right? A quarter of the other shear, right? 1/48. As uvdo kome Rabbi Eshi of Arikain, the sugi came from the Rabbi Eshi, he passed on this cane, the Tani cane. And we also have a Bryce which says this as well. Now this really answers the Yushalmi's previous question. The Yushalmi asked, Seer shouldn't be so also, right? It doesn't, not know same time. So really, this, although it doesn't address it directly, this really answers the question the Kavanaki points out, because ultimately, this is less than 1/60. If the problem was in nosing time, then the shear would have been 1/60. If the shear is 1/48, we talk a seat, a kula, based on the fact that it's not really nosing time. So this kula could be based on the previous question which you learned. That's it, and still doesn't answer it. It's still an answer, even though it's a greater proportion of this, right? You're thinking, yeah, the other way around, okay? Okay, my math is not so good either. Okay, says more further. Again, do you understand? 1/48 is a larger proportion of this. Okay, I don't think you do have Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Do you have Bamed Varam Murim next? Okay. Bamed Varam Murim. Now, there's a couple of typos in this paragraph here. Bamed Varam Murim, Bizman Shoyle, Umeniach Lefanav. Take out the words Rishon Rishon. It's when do I need 960? To one? When they're all one vat. I fish them out of the sea. Literally, Shoyle means fish them out. And put them all in one big vat. Umatsubokashira said, then I need 960 to one. Ava, but here's a great kula. Imayo shola rishon rishon miniach lachra. He's taking fish out of the sea, putting it behind them. Fish out of the sea, putting it behind them. So they're not all put in simultaneously, one large net catch, but one at a time. So I feel Yasimakashira said, even if it's much, even if the proportion is much greater than 960 to one, meaning there are many more tame fish, it's still okay, Mutter. Why is that? Ideila, by a ruse, a loophole. What's the loophole? Loophole, even though one of them specified, is comma batil. Okay. As I throw each one behind me, it's batil. So therefore, as long as at one point I had 1/960th, right, even if later on I add more tame fish, as each one was thrown in, it becomes batil to the other ones. So again, as long as at one point I had 960 to 1, then as each one is thrown in subsequently, even if it becomes much more, it's still considered to be bato. Okay? Says more, why is that? Because otherwise, it should be zvinta ikalkus. Otherwise, my whole zvinta means literally purchase, but here it means my whole merchandise will be ruined. In other words, basically a fisher could not live. You know, in the old days they didn't have dolphin safe nets. I know this might be a chiddush too, but they didn't have dolphin safe nets, and therefore they had tame fish which got mixed up in large catches. So therefore they needed a kula. So what was the kula they gave them? That 900, that you don't have to, the only time to retain the 960 ratio is when you can't say comma batil. But if a scenario occurs which you say each one is batil in turn, so then it's okay, we rely on that.
It's pretty amazing.
It is pretty amazing, isn't it? So Shasat Cha Keter, but it's like a Hefzim Ruba. It's like a, yeah. Why don't we open this? Because Bobby doesn't bring it down. It's just Yushalmi. That's what I assume. Shor Rabbi Abba Zavta. Right, I don't know what Rabbi Tendler would do with this Gemara. He probably, maybe didn't learn Yushalmi. I don't know. Shor Rabbi Chaga Rabbi Abba Zavta. It's a phrase assumption that people don't learn Yushalmi, isn't it? So we're the only people in the world right now learning Yerushalmi in English. Shor Rabbi Chagai Rabbi Abba Bar Zavta. Rabbi Chagai asked Rabbi Abba Bar Zavta. Marmalade said, a similar thing. Dava Sharabim Eino Nasar. We can't, it's a, you know, the masses are fishermen, and this is how they make their parnosa. We can't answer it. Rabbi, they had different attitudes in the old days. Rabbi Yaakov Azavde Omar. Rabbi Yaakov Azavde said, Rabbi Yitzchak Shah. Rabbi Yitzchak asked, why are people so astounded at what did he ask? It's not clear from the Yerushalmi itself. But he brings down here, why are people so astounded at the Heter? It's a push that we're going to be matir, if necessary. What's a parallel case? A remarkable parallel. Vila Nigarta. They get Gitin in Eretz Yisrael, which come from Bavel. And Lav Gius Lucus Ksibem. They have signatures of Edgar and Frank and all sorts of Goyish names, and we lie that the names are Jewish names, right? Gius Lucus and all that kind of stuff. Vat at Amrei de Ila. So there you say, it's a loophole, right? Now, yeah, of course. Lucus is also a Roman name. Means fox. Lucus is the Enem Sech de Sukkah. Means a fox in Greek or Roman. So at Amrei de Ila, we'd say that there's a loophole. V'ocha in the Yerushalmi, we add on the words V'ocha de Ila. Here too, we say it's a loophole, meaning that the bottom line is that sometimes you have to look for a loophole. If you look for a loophole by getting kavachomer, you look for a loophole by tummy fish. Right? Okay, now moving on to locust. Do you have the words ma'utara next?
No,
we have a whole line then.
That he has in the Mishnah. That's not in the Mishnah?
Actually, it is. It is in the Mishnah.
It is in the Mishnah. So this is just a repeat in the Mishnah. Okay, fine. So this is like a header. By you, it's a header, okay? It's one of the rare times you got a header in your Gemara. Enjoy it. Hey, Rabbi Tzadok, al tzir chagomim tmeim shutar. Rabbi Tzadok testified that the tzir, the brine of chagomim, of tummy grasshoppers is tar. Mao tar. Now the Gemara's bothered. It's an interesting view. I don't remember ever seeing this before. Why do we use the word tar, not the word kosher? That's what Yushami's asking. Which is a remarkable question if you think about it, because all over Shas, tar is used to be synonymous with kosher. But you're asking. And tummy is synonymous, right. But we're asking the question here. So this is why there's another when Rabbi Tzadok said, Tir Chagomim is tar. He must have had more up his sleeves than saying that it's kosher. What did he have up his sleeve? Tor milahakshir. It means that it's not makshir l'kabel tuma either. Why it's not makshir l'kabel tuma? Because it's not a liquid. Liquid is only one of the seven liquids. Grasshopper brine is not one of the seven liquids. However, halatame afilu kosher matame. But if you add water, even a little bit of water to it, then it is makabel and is makshir tuma. So I guess actually if you put a lot of salt on the grasshopper, so it secretes a liquid. That liquid secretion is not considered to be a liquid, and therefore it's not makshir makabel tuma, etc. Only if you actually add water to that secretion is it considered to be a beverage. Okay.
You mentioned four seven liquids.
Yad, Shachad, Dam. I don't know if I can remember them by heart. Yad is Yain, Dam. Shachat is Shemen. Cholav, Tau. And Dam is Tvash. Not Tvash Tvorim, Tvash Tvorim. Tvash is only Tvash Tvorim, I think. Tvash Tvorim? You sure? Okay. Tvashvorim and mine. Okay, those are the seven. Okay, so name it. So say the Gemara further, Mishnah further. Konich boshim zaimze.
This latter Gemara, of course,
didn't
really make any
sense. You didn't
like it.
Because you don't like the diagon, which is based.
No.
Oh, why?
The fact is, all they're saying is we know that there are seven liquids that are machshir.
Right.
Water being one of them.
Right.
Those seven liquids don't mention any bodily secretions of animals or insects.
Right. True. But I might say this brine, since it looks like water, maybe it's water. I guess. I don't know. You're right. I don't know exactly what the chiddush is, but that's what I'm saying.
Could I say why locust brine and not regular fish brine?
Yeah. could have said the sanctity by fish, or probably it is the sanctity by fish brine. I think that we're focusing on that with Chayyid Rabbi Tzadok, that he made a special statement at the end of Mishnah. Okay, kol nechmashim zeim zeim mutarim. Anything which is pickled together is mutar. Now, meaning, truma, we're getting back to truma now. Truma vegetables is only the rabbana. So therefore, if you have kosher vegetables, you have truma vegetables, which are pickled together with chulin vegetables, then they're mutar. Elim achosis, unless the truma is one of the onion family. I don't know that. I thought chosis means, chas in modern Hebrew means lettuce, but here it's the onion family. Onion family are onions, leeks, scallions, that kind of stuff. Okay, if the truma is from the onion family, then we have to be machmir. Okay, because it gives more of a taste than the regular vegetable which is pickled with. Chosis shal truma, im chosis shal chulin, chosis shal truma. Therefore, if you have the onions of chulin pickled with onions of truma, yerek shulchulin im chasis shel truma, or regular vegetables of chulin together with onion type vegetables of truma, also it's forbidden. Aval, however, chasis shel chulin, what if the chulin is an onion type, im yerek shel truma, and the truma is a regular vegetable type, muta, then it's permissible. Rabbi Yossi Amer, kol nishlokim im atchadim, anything which is cooked together with beets, asurim, is forbidden. Because beets give a taste. Boy, do they give a taste. Okay? Let's screw the Gemara and come back to the rest of the mission later, because the rest of the mission is really a different issue.
So what's the pattern? I didn't quite understand the first part of the mission.
If the truma is from the onion family, then it gives it to taste, to flavor, to the other vegetable which is pickled with it. But, and that's even, regardless of what the other vegetable is. But if the other vegetable is from the onion family, so then the truma doesn't answer it. Okay, let's say you take cucumbers of truma, and you put them with onions of chulin to make cucumber salad, the onions remain mutter. Vice versa, the onions are truma, and the pickles are chulin, so the cucumbers are chulin, so the cucumbers are kamaser. Okay? Om Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Leis kan nichboshin, this is not only true about pickling, Ela nishlokim, also about cooking. So it's the same principles apply to cooking together. Why? Because kavash kuroteahu. Pickling is like boiling. Rabbi Chanina to Rabbi Yoshi said, Chosis bechosis. If you have your pick,
this is, here
it says kavish
kurosei,
you
know,
bavli
is kavish karei kumavushal. Slightly different formulation, the same idea, but it's just
there. It says malia chareu kiroteach, salted, not so. Yeah, it's a good point. I'm not sure if they are. It seems it's the same thing, but I don't know if that's true. You're right. It's a good point. Rabbi Chanina to your Torah, Bishay Rabbi Yeshua said, chasis bechasis. You take onions with onions. Bin memino, the same type. So then, our Mishnah is chachomim world, it's also Rabbi Kiva, however, is mati. Rabbi Kiva, mati, chachomim, also. Okay? So our Mishnah is like chachomim. And we're going to learn this later on. Rabbi Yasub Shem Rabbi Yochanan says, Mori chachomim, Rabbi Kiva, chachomim, katsit, Rabbi Kiva, bibasar, shumutr. If you have pickled together, meat and meat, in other words, yeah, but it has to be one is treif, right? So one kosher corned beef with tummy corned beef, so it remains mutter, okay? Because they don't absorb from each other. The only time it's as long as there's a majority of kosher meat, right? It has to be. It's because it's a tarobus. Only argue Rabbi Kiva by the onion types. Two types of onions, because since they're so sharp, then they cause transfer of taste. On the Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Asa, Rabbi Asa, Rabbi Zira said to Rabbi Asa, "Ilu amar tohada, if you had not said this, lavinia dinan dokein, we would not have known this." And he's serious about this. He's not mocking him. He's making a serious statement. Why is that? Because he says, "I would have said misfar the opposite. I've said by meat you have to be more machmir." Why is that? Because osamit is osamit araisa. But truma vegetables is only It's a rabbana. So therefore, logic would dictate that I have to be more severe with meat. V'dumaloi samras. Or maybe Taki didn't mean to say what you said. Maybe Taki Rabbi Kiva could see the chachomi that when he pickled kosher meat with trade meat that it's osir. Asa Rabbi Chanina, who knows what goes on in a certain plant on the south side. Asa Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Chanina came along. I don't think you have this, right?
No.
You have Asa Rabbi Avo, right?
Right.
Some reason he adds on Asa Rabbi Chanina v'Omar Rabbi Avo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Take, he had this girsa. Motor Rabbi Kiva Chachomi b'aser b'aser shuaser. If you pickled kosher corned beefs with trade corned beefs, it's taka aser. Rechina shama lo mean the batzla. Rabbi Chanina learned this from a subsequent Mishnah. It's not, and it's going to say in the subsequent Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva Omer, anytime it's cooked together, mutarim, it's permissible, chutz min abasar, except where two meats are cooked together. Abasar rebasar, asr, and assume the two types of meat cooked together, do asr. Okay? Rabbi Shimon Omer. Yeah, by meat. It's more mach.
But it wouldn't have made sense. You know, all of your idea is
by pickling asr and kosher mutarim. Yes. That's based on Rabbi Akiva's concession. Okay, or on Chachomi. Okay, do you have now Rabbi Shimon?
No, I have Dilma.
Ooh, I skipped the rest. Okay, go back to the Mishnah.
Okay.
Okay, Rabbi Shimon Oimer. Everybody see the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Oimer? Back to the Mishnah. That's where we left off in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Oimer. Crucial shakya. This is an interesting halacha. You have cabbage which grew in an irrigated patch. In Kruv Shabbat, which is chulin. In Kruv Shabbat, you have cabbage which grew in a patch which is rainwater irrigated. Osir. If you cook or pickle them together, it's osir. They should believe that. Why? Because the cabbage which grew in the irrigated patch is slightly drier. It doesn't get as much water, because it's not saturated by rainwater. So therefore, it's slightly drier, and the other cabbage is slightly moister. So the moister cabbage from the rainwater irrigated field is going to impart taste to the drier cabbage from the irrigation field. Okay? Rabbi Kiva Omer Komis Bashim Zem Zem Mutarin Elim Abosar. This is what we just quoted in the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva said, all those things which are cooked together are permitted, except for meat. Now, except for meat, the way the Gemara was medayik just a moment ago, it means meat with meat is osur. But here, the pashim shah in the Mishnah is that when you cook vegetables with meat, vegetables of truma with meat, so in that case, the vegetables of truma osur the meat, even if they're dull vegetables, they're not from the onion family, right? But nonetheless, the reason why you cook the vegetables with meat, even potatoes, because the vegetables give a certain flavor to the meat, and that's why it's awesome. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Omer, famous line, HaKoved, the liver, Oseres, it asers because it gives off blood, vein and Oseres, but it doesn't absorb anything. You should pull at this, vein of alas, it just gives off, it doesn't absorb. Okay, going to the Gemara, let's go back to the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kruv Shel Shaki, do you have that header? Or do you have just Omer Rabbi Yossi? Right at the top of Nun Dalet Amud Aleph.
No,
I'm Rabbi Yossi. Do you have it, Mr. Roth? Yeah, because you don't have the same pagination. Let me find a few. If you keep coming, I have another Spirit Gemara at home, which will be.
There's a line and a half that
it depends upon what the car is available.
Yeah. You skipped about the three lines.
What line did you skip?
Dilma?
I thought you left off
before.
Didn't we read that before? No, we read that before. Maybe it's repeated here again. Because that was before.
Yes, but
it's repeated here?
Yes.
Okay, but it's the exact same lines, right?
Earlier we said, Rabbi Mishim Rabbi Gafan Mari Rabbi Kiva Lachachomin Babasar Vasar Shu Asr. Now we're saying, he seems to change around here. He says,
Dilmis
Amrit, I'm not sure. Elamodim Chachomin Rabbi Kiva Babasar Vasar Shu Asr.
Yeah, just cut that all out. Makes no sense.
Right, it doesn't make any sense.
Right, because Rabbi Kiva's concedes the Chachamim, not Mordechai. So you just cut that all out, okay? I'm telling you, Yerushalmi is cool. That's great, Yerushalmi. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yossi, okay? Rabbi Yossi said, Havin Sarvin. I would have thought the opposite. Havin Sarvin Memer, I would have thought to say, Shobao Bolea. The more moist is more absorbent, not the drier. But now which Rav Huna said, Savmin Iba, in Eretz Yisrael, take from the stuff which is connected to the ground. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, most things grow by rainwater, not by irrigation. So take from that which is connected to the ground, Iba is Mechubar. Vahavli Flufa, and it'll give off moisture. Adamra Shoshakya Balea, that teaches us that, it's giving, it's full of moisture, and therefore it gives off. And therefore, the other stuff that sort of becomes ulcer, the stuff which grows from irrigation as opposed to stuff which grows in a, rainwater area. Now, you have Rabbi Yirmiya Boi is your next line? This going on Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's statement about the liver. Rabbi Yirmiya Boi, shloka b'chol of mau. If a liver always gives off, what happens if you cook a liver in milk?
It's real hard.
What?
It gets real hard.
Right, but what happens to cook a liver in milk, though? Will it absorb or not? So that's what Gemara's question is. We don't know whether we make it or not. Now, we're machmir not to cook any liver nowadays, right? Unless you roast it, for a broiler first. So, Azir lachal kovid. Azir never ate liver, and I have the words minyoyme his entire life. Right?
I know a lot of people
have that. Shokar. So one time Rabbi Bo cooked one, Vachel and made him eat it. What? Kasha and Amaisa. I don't know. We told him it's mutter. He thought it was awesome. Now, the thing is like this.
I agree.
The thing is, there is a halacha on the books that if you boil a liver very quickly, it's just called chalita, then it's mutter. We don't do it anymore. Sfardim do. We don't. Sfardim, I mean Yemenites. We don't do it anymore because we're not bucking it. Because it has to be dropped and seared in boiling hot water, so everything gets seared in as opposed to ever coming out. But that's probably what Rabbi Bo did for him. He seared in all this, seared it, and then he gave it to Rabbi Zira to eat. He started, some say, Mocha Rabbi Bo. Rabbi Bo salted it and ochel, and then gave it to Rabbi Zira to eat, because there's a shita, even though we don't paskin like it, there's a shita, he also in the Bavli, that salting the liver is sufficient, you don't have to roast it. Okay? Let's go back to the Mishnah. Beitzel Shnei Zbashla. Do you have it back in the Mishnah, Beitzel Shnei Zbashla?
Yeah.
In theory for salting, it isn't because it's mafliya, it forces it, and it prevents it from being mafliya.
What?
It prevents salting, causes that object to absorb, and while it's absorbing flavor, it prevents it from releasing flavor.
Salt takes out the blood.
It absorbs.
I understand.
Brings it in.
It brings the blood out.
I understand.
Yeah.
But I know what you're saying, but I don't.
You don't agree with it.
No. No. Of course, it does take out the blood.
Yeah.
But there's. Take it back. I don't know.
All right. If you can substantiate that, I appreciate it. Let's go further in the Mishnah. Beitzah shenis bashlo b'tavlin asurin, a egg which is cooked in forbidden spices such as truma or orla, afilu chelmuch lo asur, even its yolk is asur. Obviously the chelmon is the yolk, chelbone is the white. Obviously the white is asur, but even the yolk is asur neishbalei because it absorbs. Meishlokusu meikvashim shel truma. If you have the water in which truma was cooked or pickled, asur lazarim, that water is forbidden for non-kohanim. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Tani the bar kapora. Does everybody see Tani bar kapora? Chelmon asur. The chelmon is asur. The yolk. The koshken chala beitzim. Certainly the white, literally the milk, the white of the egg. Rabbi Yitzchak, what do you have? You have chalav? Do you have the word chalav?
me? No.
We're in the Gemara again.
Yeah. No.
Koshkin what do you have?
I have Babes or Shalom. You're talking about Shimon Lakish, right?
No, before that. The line before that. Tani Bar Kapora?
Yeah.
Chabon Osir v'Koshkin?
Chabon Babe.
Chabon, okay. Chabon Babe. In other words, the white of the egg. Rabbi Yitzchak Rabba, B'shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish said, he took the great name of Hashem Lakish said, Beitim Shushlokon, if you cooked eggs, a matzah boy and a prach, and you had the misfortune to find a little chick in one of them, but no sitam, then you need shishim. However, Rabbi Zirin, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Zirin, Ravada Bar Gershon, never saw Gershon before in Shas, Rabbi Levi Bar Parta, and Rabbi Kirias, all said, Mishum Zokin Echol, all said, name an old man, B'shem Rebbe, name Rebbe, this is also, this way, Paskin, Beitza B'shishim V'achas Asuros. Normally, Bata B'shishim needs a ratio of 60 to 1. By eggs, need a ratio of 61 to 1. If it's only the egg and 60 more, it's Osir. B'shishim V'shtayim Mutoros, you need to have 61 to 1, okay? 62 altogether. Why is that? So the Yerushalmi itself doesn't explain it, but the Bavli does explain. The Rishonim explain because eggs come in different grades and sizes. So therefore, in order to make a uniform, they add it on an egg. Is that clear? You might not like it, but that's what it says. They didn't sort it like they do today's grade, medium, large, extra large.
But we say kabetza.
Yeah, well, that's a certain known beitza. Yeah, but that's two
kabetzas.
But then they were different. They saw different sizes, and that's why I need to have more. Shmuel v'shor bar Nachman Shem Yosef said, "Hey, ad chavreinu, ad our friend testifies." Hey, ad chavreinu faneinu b'shishim. V'amei said b'shiyovi yotzim b'shishim eight. I'm anybody who brings him more than 60 by neck. Machshar and I say it's okay. I don't need 62. I'm in l'shimim barva. So they said to Shimon barva who say I need 62. Omer atochin. You say this way. V'yidon amin achena. They say that we only need 60. Amalon so he said to them. Ana Amar Madashamis, I hear from what I heard from my Rabbi. Vinon Madashami, and it's a free country, and they're saying what they hear from their Rabbi. Shimon Barva, Amar Kumi Rabbi Chanina, and from Echrina, that there are all sorts of kabbalas about this. This is all in the Bavli. Maisa Balifne Rabban Gamli in Chulin. Maisa Balifne Rabban Gamli, Maisa Rabban Gamli, but Rabbi, Vamar, he said, Abba lo more Barboim Besheva. My father didn't allow the eggs when they were 1 in 47. Vana Mori Bar Boy Khamesh, you want to be the Mati when it's 1 in 45? I'm not gonna do it. Rabbi Chia B'shem Rabbi Chanina said Maisa Boy Fne Rebbe, Maisa came from the Rebbe and he said, Vamar East Tamon Khamishina, are there 50 over there? In which case it sounds like Rebbe would have been Mati with 50, and these are obviously various different alternate traditions. Vam Rabbi Chia B'shem Rabbi Chanina. Hayerek, let's say you cook kosher eggs with tummy eggs, treif eggs, the vegetables, ostrich eggs. Yeah, or they had chicks in them, whatever. Hayerek, the vegetables in the pot, if they're pots, vaklipin, and the shell of the egg, of the kosher eggs, of vamayim in the water, all would start to be vatulisr. On Rav Zira said, for isr mitochon, we only reckon this or as the inside of the egg, not the shell of the osir egg. Ravuna, not only even that, but even klipe iser malin esaheter. This is a very much halacha maisa. The shell of the ostrich egg, whatever other egg you have in there, chves, you know, raven egg, I don't know, that is mitzarev to be mevato. It's mitzarev to the heter, because the shell is not osir in and of itself. It's not edible. So therefore, it's considered part and parcel of this total sum of substance which is necessary in order to be mevato. We pass away even by bones. Bones of an osir animal are mitzdarif to the mutter animal in order to be mevato l'isr. Again, because bones are not osir, but the osir taste diffuses through the bone. So therefore, the bone is mitzdarif in order to make a bitul b'shishim. Am I making myself clear?
Yeah. So that applies, for example, find a bloody egg too.
The shell is mitzvah. Okay, says Mora. Tani, we learn and Torah Shishlokim about tomatoes. You have kosher eggs, which were cooked together with treif eggs, mutaros. They're permissible. Why? Omar brought, so here it's a little bit complicated. Omar Abizir said, Harder Tame, this is only Vusha Shokam Blaklipayan. This is only when they were cooked in shell. So then the raven eggs don't answer the chicken eggs. It's not enough yet. Now it's, you should have the words, although you don't have them. Harder Tame, this is only true Shlukos B'Shlukos. If they were cooked separately and then cooked again together. Because then, if they were cooked separately, so then their shells are already absorbed, are completely saturated with moisture or whatever. So then, they're not considered to be permeable anymore. So the osur taste of the raven eggs don't pass into the kosher eggs. But if you cooked raw eggs of cooked chicken and raven together, then forget it. It's still, it's also regardless. So in other words, it's already pre-cooked, and then you cook it again together again. Okay? And again, everything is cooked in shell. So it's double cooked in shell. I will show beti klupos b'shein and klupos, but if you cooked peeled eggs, peeled eggs, in b'shein klupos and eggs that are not peeled, or shein klupos b'klupos, or you have, or you vice versa, or shlukos b'shein shlukos, the ones that are cooked and ones that are not cooked, etc., etc., tzrichim shir acher, they require another shir, which is 60. Okay, the only time we don't require 60 is there. Everything is in peel, and it's the second in the shell, and it's the second time around.
So that's halacha l'maaseh. Also, you can't cook a raven egg and a chicken egg together from raw state
to cook. They need shishim. Right, because they're still considered to be porous unless they've been pre-cooked already once. Okay, Tani, we learned giule beitzim, premature eggs. They were born prematurely, laid prematurely. We'll try. How do we know that Giul means premature? It says because Eov was lamenting that by Rishoyim, Shoro Iber, their oxen get pregnant of Lo Yagil and they do not miscarry. So we see that Yagil means miscarrying or giving birth early, prematurely. Beitim Sharikmu, if you have eggs in which the form of a chick is formed, Harelo Asuras, obviously, they're also Muzoros. If you have eggs which are look funny on the inside, but they can't grow a chick, in other words, they haven't been fertilized by a male, even though they look strange on the inside, as if, you know, maybe something could grow there, never shall you have a tochlein, but someone who's not repulsed by them can eat them. Matzbem dam, what if in these eggs, which you know are not fertilized by males, nowadays you find a blood spot? Call it Mokom Adam, so you just remove the place where the blood spot is. So we're Machmir. We throw out eggs with blood spots, but it's just a Chumrah. Mikradin, you can just peel off the blood spot because it's not real blood, because it wasn't fertilized by a male, so therefore it can't grow, that blood spot cannot grow into a bona fide chick. Okay? Rabbi Zira went Mevakra to visit Rabbi Chia Breder Yitzhak Atushaya, who was, Atushaya either means a place or that he was sneezing. I don't know. Lisatesh means to sneeze him on Hebrew. Ashkei Yosef. So he found him sitting. V'amar, he said, Lo shana ela beloven chelmon. That which I ask for blood spot is only if it appears in the white area of the yolk. In other words, on the membrane around the yolk. Ava beloven chelmon. But if it puts on the membrane of the white, mutter, it's okay. Husava, Rabbi Zira thought to Hugabe, Rabbi Chia received this gevia, like received this tradition. I mean, obviously from his forefathers. As Rabbi Avo, b'shem Rabbi Yochum, then Rabbi Avo came saying, Rabbi Yochum, ben chamon, which regardless of what membrane the blood spot is on, the inner one or the outer one, it's also. Tani, we learned, Chalafta ben Shol said, Chelmon Osir Chelmon Mutter. It depends if the membrane is on the Chelmon, on the yolk, then it's Osir. If it's on the Chelmon, on the white, it's okay. On Rabbi Zira, Zira said, Hein Domar be Chelmon Osir. That's what you said, if it's on the yolk, it's Osir. Kshenimtza ben Mokum Zachruso Shol Chelmon. It's when it's on the membrane, again, the membrane. Literally, it says the male part, but it means the membrane of the yolk. Afilu Chelmon. And also even on the white, it's fine, but Malcolm Zachrusa Shel Chobon on the white of the yolk, on the membrane of the white part, Shemeno Afroch Notzah, because there it's possible for a chick to form. Okay, Now I have a header which you probably don't have. Do you go straight to Tama Tanina?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're talking now about the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah said that if you have the liquid in which truma was pickled or cooked, so that and that gets mixed with chulin and asas the chulin. Tama Tanina, we learned over there. Elu poslin. These substances, pasul mikvah, three lugan of them fall into a mikvah before the mikvah is 40 saw of rainwater.
What's the common denominator? How many pints?
You're asking a good question. You expect me to know the answer? I'll figure it out quickly. Mikvah is about 120 gallons, which is 40 saw.
That's 960
lug in a mikvah.
960 lug is what, 40 saw?
Yeah.
What?
40 saw is 120 gallons.
Right. 960 lug. 960. How do you have 960? You have multiplied something by something of 960, right?
Yeah.
What do you multiply? What is
40 saw have 24 lug in them. Each lug. Each saw is 24 lug.
Okay.
So 40 times 24 is 960.
Okay.
Okay?
No, I'm still not.
It is, it works.
No. It was a, you start out with something. You start with ounces. From ounces you get pints, from pints you get gallons.
Right.
What's the first thing you start out with?
Saw.
Start with saw?
Yeah. It's a 40 saw and a mikvah.
Okay.
And a saw is divided into lugan. The 24 lugan is saw.
How many lugan is divided into what?
Lugan is divided into revias. And lugan is divided into kabin. The 9 kabin.
Yeah.
9 ganachna. The 6 kabin. And each car is divided to revias. So there are 24 revias in a log. Are you following so far?
Yeah. So what's the lowest common denominator? What's the lowest common measure?
Revias.
Okay.
Okay. Except that there's a quartz oven here too, which is even smaller. It's a little like a couple of ounces.
Okay.
But in any event, so a lug is 1/960th of a mikvah.
Okay.
If there are about 120 gallons in a mikvah, so you figure it's about 1/30th of a gallon. That makes sense. It's too small. Okay. Certainly not here either. Make question. So again, Tarati learned Eilu Poslin. If three lug of these substances fall into mikvah before the mikvah is full, pasul mikvah, vloma, if the mikvah is missing anything, even a few ounces, and this falls in, it doesn't make the mikvah kosher. What are these? Well, what substances? Hamayim, water. Bentor, bentome, if it's drawn water, not rainwater, with torah tome. Umekvashim, and here we have pickle juice, umeshlokos, and cooking juice. Vatemed, and also mead made from wine made from pits and fermented grape pits. Actually, it's before it ferments. So kash is a contradiction. Hachad avi loy ochel. Here you're making it into foodstuff. By us. You're saying that the shmei shlokes and mei kvashim are like truma. That means I like food. They answer. Over there, v'achad avi loy mashke. There by mikveh, you consider them, however, to be a beverage. And a beverage which is not good for the mikveh. So there seems to be a contradiction in terms. Rav Mana said it's not difficult. Kam berachin, kam bekoshin. It depends how strongly you cook the vegetables. Amish is talking about where the vegetables or the fruit, whatever it is, got very soft in the water. So the water absorbed a lot of the taste. Now the water, therefore, is a din, not of mashke anymore, but of ochel. And therefore, dasers. Kambakoshin over there, it's talking about in mikvah, by mikvah, it's talking about where the fruit or vegetables cook for a relatively short time. And therefore, it retains its character as the waters retain their character as water is because they didn't absorb that much. And that is the same dichotomy as if we're saying over by us, it's considered to be ochel because it was cooked until soft and therefore a lot of taste got out. Over there, it was not cooked very long and therefore it retains its character as a liquid. Rabban said, I feel tamer kan v'kam kosher. You can say that both subject matters are talking about tough fruit, where it was a cooked that long. Kam v'kam rachim, both subject matters are talking about soft fruit, where it was cooked a long time. The difference is very basic. Nice in time b'truma. By truma we go by taste. That's halachal truma. You got a taste of truma, it's truma. By mikveh, it's not a question of nois in time. There's no taste to go by. Why? All mikveh tastes lousy. What are we going by? We're going by whether it's defined as water or defined or not defined as water. So it's defined as water for sure. The question is, if it, additionally, besides it from being defined as water, there's a taste of truma which you can sense or not, and that's a separate question. Okay? New parak. Now this is the last paragraph.
Yeah. I got a
hadron
over there.
He still cares.
Yeah, you got a hadron on a parrot. Yeah. Okay. Ain't no steam. Dvela the grogro. So tough morius. This is a warning to a kohen. A kohen is not allowed to put figs and dates into fish fat. Murias tzir is brine, murias is fish fat. But it's also like, you know, some, you know, goo, which comes from the fish, to put it scientifically. So, why not? Because what people do is they put, by the way, they didn't care about cholesterol in the old days, as we already know, from the liver, right? So they're eating the fish fat too, okay? So the saturated fats, anything, didn't matter. So why not put the dvelin grogros of truma? Because tradition is that after you put it in to the fat, you're moving to throw it out because the taste is already absorbed. So of course, what are you doing? You're being mafsi truma. If you're not going to eat the dvelin of a grogros, you're being mafsi truma. That's no good, right? But you can't put wine into your fish fat because the wine you don't throw out, it remains there, and you drink it, and it's not considered to be losing the truma. Similarly, you can't put spices of oil into a spices of truma into oil because then they take out the spices and it's the opposite. Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah. Because you're going to throw out the spices and not eat them properly. But you can put spices in wine, make a sangria type thing, because in that case you leave it in the wine, you drink the wine as is. You're not allowed to cook wine of truma because some of it will boil away. And that's a loss of truma. And Matira Yudah says it's okay because it makes it better. They hold mevushal is better than raw. The more it's going to discuss that. Tani, we learned. Nice and on the veil of a grogos of derech l'toch atavshil. A person can put his figs and dates of truma into a tavshil, into a cooked dish which he's making. Kederech nice and talvin, like he normally puts spices. Uvachal yisachtem lo tzivim mem. As long as he doesn't squeeze them to get out their juices and then remove the substance. That's awesome. That's obvious, right? Because then you're being mafsid the truma. Again, you're just taking out the, squeezing out the juice and throwing out the fruit. That's also by truma. You're being mafsid truma. It's not allowed. Okay? Well, with tavli mutter. But if you do the same thing with spice, then that's okay. That's how they're used. I guess the spice would even include like a lemon. Although I don't know. I might be completely wrong about this. But people don't eat lemon, right? They squeeze out lemon, and then they throw away the rest of the lemon. So if it's a lemon or truma, you'd be allowed to do that. To an orange or truma, you wouldn't be allowed to do it because the derech is to eat the orange. You have to eat it. But if it's a lemon, then that's the whole derech of eating, just squeezing it out and then tossing the rest of it, then that would be permitted. Okay, I think that's a good analogy, even though I'm not 100% sure. What? It's called lemon, right? Sroor tavlin. Shnez atok tera. If you have a bundle of spice, which put it into one pot. The chosen also took a clear they put it into another pot. In bottle tamo, and this is to truma, if all of the taste is canceled because all of the taste seeped out into the first pot, so then mutter, the second pot is mutter for non-kohanim. Again, use spice of truma, but by the time it got to the second pot, already lost all of its flavor, so the second pot is mutter for zorin. If not, if it hasn't lost all its flavor, then it remains also. Ma bein on le bein sheves. What's interesting in this, and a spice called Shevis. I don't know exactly what spice this is, but what's interesting in this, the spice of Shevis. Locate Tzini, that's something that we learn over there. HaShevis, Shenosnon, HaShevis, Shenosnon Tam Bikdera. If Shevis gave a taste to a pot, Embo Mishum Truma, then even if the Shevis is still in the pot, well, even the taste of the Shevis in the pot, there's no problem with Truma. It's also not metame. The shevis itself is not metame tumas ochlin, because tumas ochlin is something which is suitable to eat, and shevis is only a spice; it can't be eaten. Now, be as may, what's the kasha from here? Our kasha is that it says here once shevis gave taste into a first pot, the second pot is not called truma anymore. Why is it not called truma? L'chora, maybe it still has enough potency to give time to the second pot. It says, I'm going to tell you why. Mishachon nos nulach. They gave it to you from yours, meaning literally they let this go. Why is that? Because the whole truma of shevis is not only just the rabbanon. Truma spice is the rabbanon, but this is a very very remote rabbanon. Why is that? Because shevis is not really edible, so the required truma on it is bichlal chumra. People sometimes, very rarely eat it. Whatever it is, I don't know exactly, but people generally don't eat it. They generally use it as a spice. So it's not really edible, so it's truma is mamish, a chumra. So therefore, it's such a truma, which is such an obscure chumra, they were not machmir, that if it fell into another pot, that it's also, even if it's still imparting taste. Bidinu shelo tami tu basochin, that's why really, it should not even be matami tu basochin. Ve'imamu shel tami tu basochin, they gave it a chumra that should be matami tu basochin. Ve'imru, they said, however, mikem shnasen tam b'kdeira batla, once it was put into one pot, and gave was murmachna, that one pot, to consider a truma, which gets mixed up. That's aser. If it suddenly falls in another pot, even though it's still giving off taste, it doesn't aser the second pot. We'll stop here for tonight.